Everyone connected with education in New York was familiar with the 3020A section of the education law because that governs firing of tenured teachers and administrators. It's a massive explosion, which districts were reluctant to set off because it might take 3 years and cost up to $3 million. Instead, the teacher or administrator was moved somewhere on full pay and just pushed aside, often into what were called rubber rooms. Then Albany changed the rules and required a final determination within 120 days of the filing of a complaint within the district. Local lawyer Andrew Friedman represents area school districts.
If a teacher was subject to discipline, they would be, you know, stuck in a room doing curriculum for years and years while you paid them. And during that time, you'd be muddling through the 3020A process. Now, because the timeline has shortened significantly, we're getting decisions within those 120 days from the filing.
The law requires hearing officers to concentrate on one case steadily under the new rules, instead of a day here and a day there for several years. Friedman says school districts are more willing to file charges now, and teachers and teacher unions are more willing to work something out to resolve the matter. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.